Amen.
The question
I guess
is,
I should start whatever Bhagavatam you're reading, I should also read it during the week. So I'm more familiar with the tikkas. It was a little tough to go back.
This is about this quote about association with Vaishnavas.
Association with Vaishnavas.
Yeah, but this is about bird association.
Huh?
This is a quote Asa about
Sangha.
Yes. Mm. But this is I read and after I asked the question. So first the quote from Śrīla Prabhupāda's purport. He says that Śrīla Viśvanātha Cakravarti Thakur says that Vaishnava, a person initiated into the Vaishnava cult, should be offered the respect befitting a Vaishnava, which means that he should be offered service and prayers. However, one shouldn't associate with him if he is not a fit person with whom to associate. And then Viśvanātha Cakravarti Thakur commentary. It is not recommended to associate closely with the devotees of bad conduct, though they may be served, respected, and seen. So the question is, what is the bad conduct, and how is it possible not associate with devotee closely, but serve them, respect them, offer prayers, and like that.
You're asking a question about association with devotees. So, first of all, there's two types of association, devotees or non-devotees. So non-devotees are asat sangha tyag. We reject. We don't associate with them. So we associate with devotees. Now, amongst devotees, we have to become even more refined and more discriminative which devotees to associate with. So then we have different criterion to recommend how to associate with the devotees. There's three classes of devotees and subdivisions in each class. So the senior devotees, we hear from them and we submit our lives to them. We take diksha from them or we take intimate instructions from them. They are our well-wishers, the seniors. And then the equals we share Krishna consciousness with. And the juniors or the less advanced devotees, we respect anyone who has taken Vaishnava Diksha. He's wearing the signs and symbols of a Vaishnava, Kantimala and Tilak, or maybe no Tilak, or maybe even no Kantimala, but he's taken Vaishnava Diksha and we know he's a devotee. So we show respect, but at a distance. As far as Vishnu saying, we can serve them. What did you say? What was the quote?
They may be served, respected, and seen.
They may be served, respected, and what else?
Seen, and show Rupa the face that we can offer prayers to them.
Prayers to them, for them. Okay. Well, so your question is how to. In other words, it's very clear. The keynote here is that all devotees, irregardless of their behavior, whether their conduct is good or not good, they are to be respected and never disrespected and never spoken ill about. You should never speak badly or ill about any devotee of good standing or bad standing, because that ill speech or bad speech that you comes from your mouth, it will rebound like a boomerang. It'll bounce right back, and you'll take on a portion of those bad qualities, or that bad conduct which you're pointing out or describing in the other devotee of not good standing. It's best to a devotee of good standing. Usually the recommended idea is to respect the important principle in every field of yoga is the mind. The mind must be peaceful, the mind must be pure, and the mind is a source of bondage or liberation. So we should not, always it's told, we should not think badly about anyone, what to speak of a devotee. So respecting, when the term respecting, respect is a mental conception, it's a mental function. In your mind you respect, so you mentally respect them, and that mental respect should be strong and deep for every devotee, whether they're high or low or equal to us, or in good behavior or bad behavior. We should always have very deep respect for all, such that it's so deeply sitting in our mind and intelligence that that respect, that genuine mental and intellectual respect for the devotees of good character or bad behavior or character, is so strong that it prevents us from speaking. Because higher than the senses is the mind, and higher than the mind is the intelligence, and higher the intelligence is Guru and Shastra. And then Guru, intelligence, Guru and Shastra link the Atma to the Paramatma. And they are the guides for the genuine devotee. So respect is there, but generally we also told one should keep some distance, because by if he gets close, he may by chance speak something and make offense. As far as these two points you mentioned, I would like to see the Sanskrit. Says that the devotee of bad conduct or ill nature should be served and offered prayers for. Well, that Prabhupada added, Vishnava is saying he should be respected and served, whatever. I don't know exactly what the Sanskrit of his tika says, but the idea of service means not that you serve him, that devotee of bad character, because there's also an instruction to keep some distance. So you can't render much service at a distance, other than what Prabhupada, offering prayers is service. So Vishnava is saying he should be served. Now Prabhupada's giving a tika on that phrase serve, and he gives an example. This is how you can serve him. You pray for him. Like sometimes they say, how we pray for him. Even I remember one devotee in ISKCON, when he left, the GBC wrote a letter. You know, he left and the GBC wrote a letter to everyone. Oh, we should pray for so-and-so. Everyone in ISKCON should pray for the welfare of such and such a devotee, because he's a bad character. So we hope he comes back, and everyone should pray for him. So this is Prabhupada is also telling, and this is the Karuna, Vaishnav Kripambudi. The Vaishnav is an ambudi, an ocean of kripa, and compassion, and care. He cares for others. Someone cared for him. Some devotee cared for him, his guru, or some preacher, or some book distributor. Some devotee cared for him and spent time and gave his feelings, gave his love, gave his time and knowledge to guide us, to help us, to answer our questions, and to encourage us to stand and walk in the bhakti marg. So that's the compassion of the devotee and guru and Krishna. So serving that ill-behaved Vaishnava may mean, of course, keeping a distance and praying. So there you're not intimately connected with him, which is your question. How do you serve a Vaishnava without being... How do you serve a Vaishnava who's of bad behavior and of bad conduct? Because if you get close to someone with bad conduct or bad behavior, you may get infected. Someone has a disease, contagious disease, and he's at a distance. You say, he's a nice person, he's very nice. Why don't you come see him? No, he has leprosy. I respect him from a distance. I pray he gets better, or whatever. So that's, Prabhupada gives a very correct answer. You keep a distance. So Prabhupada's saying praying. So praying means also keeping a distance. You're respecting, you're keeping a distance, and you're serving by offering prayers. That's your answer. You're not getting too close. And another way of serving devotees of poor conduct is you may even come close enough to say, oh, Prabhu, I was thinking of you. I bought you some maha prasadam. Here's some maha cake. I bought you a whole cake. You can share with your friends. Because maybe part of his bad conduct that you hear about is that he stopped taking prasadam, or now he's eating non-veg. I'll give you a clear example. One devotee in San Francisco temple, where I was posted, 1976, I joined in LA in 75, and he had left the Society of Devotees, and he was initiated, Brahman, and he had left the Society of Devotees. Now he was working in a non-veg restaurant as a cook, and also eating non-veg. So he was of bad conduct, and he was fallen. But he's also a devotee. And when he was in a society, he was rendering good service, a very friendly and happy, nice devotee, non-offensive devotee. But somehow he had some difficulty and he left. So now one devotee, his name is Jayananda. Jayananda is very, now he's not here. He's with Krishna. Prabhupada said like that. He left in 1977 in May, and Prabhupada left in November. So Prabhupada said, this person's example is that, okay, he's fallen. My godbrother's fallen. He's of bad conduct. He's eating non-veg and maybe other things. But he didn't neglect him. He didn't forget him. He lived quite a ways from the temple. But this devotee, Jayananda, he got in an old truck, some old beat-up truck, and he took a huge plate of halava, which he made himself. He cooked it himself with all kinds of walnuts and raisins and ghee and all the Western-style halava. And then he cooked it and offered to Jagannath. And he drove 1 or 2 hours to that place. And he walked in the restaurant with a bag with a box inside of the halava. And he said, "Where's Mr. Smith?" That devotee, Mr. Smith. And he said, "Oh, he's in the kitchen." He said, "Can I see him? He's my old friend." "Yeah, I'll go see." So he walked in. He said, "Hey, Mr. Smith," he was so surprised. Oh, he hadn't seen a devotee in 6 months. He was in what we call Maya, no? So then he said, "Come, I bought you some halava. You know, so this is service, prasad seva. How do you serve a fallen devotee and not get too close?" Well, he was a little close, but he was a very strong devotee, Jayananda. So then that devotee, Mr. Smith, he said, "Okay, let's go out in the restaurant." So they went out in the restaurant, sat at a table, and they opened up the box, and they he went to the, because he's a cook, he got a plate and everything, and he just started eating it. Then the manager, he was just eating it and talking and eating like half hour, 45 minutes eating, talking. Then the manager says, "Hey, come on. Here's your friend. You spend 10 minutes, 15 minutes. You have to go back in the kitchen." He said, and also, while he was taking bites of halava, that devotee, Mr. Smith, what did he say? He said, "I'm not going back in the kitchen. I'm not going to work here anymore. I'm quitting right now. And I'm going with my friend back to the Hare Krishna temple." Jai Jai Shri Hare.